Unrest in the Middle East, the economic crisis in Europe, Iran threatens Israel, the moral decay of America. What are the prophetic trends, and why is prophecy important? Stephen LeBlanc discusses these issues and the events surrounding the return of Jesus Christ. And now for World Watch Today, Stephen LeBlanc.
We know that the U.S. strike force is still positioned in the Middle East as a tense standoff between Iran and the United States continues. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, he says that an attack by Washington would lead to regional war. He also says that Iranians should not be afraid of Donald Trump or his threats. Now, we also know that diplomatic efforts continue, that President Donald Trump says that Iran is talking seriously with U.S. officials. However, President Trump also has threatened to take military action against Iran if Iran continues to kill government protesters. Now, the American president has also made it clear, crystal clear, that Iran has to stop its pursuit of nuclear weapons. Now, Iran's foreign minister, in response to President Trump, now the foreign minister of Iran is Abbas Araghchi, and he said just recently that Iran, if it negotiates with the United States, that Iran's defensive and missile capabilities, in other words, Iran and its missiles, will never be the subject of any negotiation. Very difficult to see that there's going to be an agreement, that the Iranian government will allow the international world to go in at various nuclear sites and inspect what the Iranians are doing. And this would have to take place. So there's a very good chance that America will strike. Nobody knows for sure. Now, what people don't understand about President Trump, they don't understand his approach to foreign policy. He is the president. President Trump is intentionally vague. He's intentionally unpredictable. It's not just a feature of his personality. It's actually his policy. And we know it is strategically and tactically critical for the president, President Trump, to approach foreign policy in a way that he is unpredictable. And he doesn't mind if we all think he's erratic. There's actually a strategy involved. He wants to be unpredictable. He wants to keep people, or at least the leaders of nations, he wants to keep them unaware of what he's actually going to do. It's quite an effective strategy. He's been very effective at using this strategy. Let me give you an example. Going back to the summer of 2025, just a few months ago, President Trump said that he might attack Iran's nuclear sites. Okay, and then shortly after he made those statements, he did attack Iran's nuclear sites on a Saturday. Remember, I'm talking about the 12-day war that took place this past summer. And that's when President Trump sent the big B-2 bombers, and the attack occurred. It threw everyone off guard. If you remember, and let me just give you some of the details. And this is fascinating. He's very good at what he does. You may not like him, whether or not you like him or not, but he's very effective at this strategy. I think it's quite brilliant. He keeps the leaders of nations off guard. He doesn't tell people what he's going to do. So many previous presidents would make comments and try to let everybody know what they were going to do. But again, you have to deal with this very, very layered and complicated world of international relations. So President Trump is actually quite good at this. I believe, my opinion, he's using quite a bit of wisdom. He's keeping everybody on their guard. They don't know what's going to happen. And this is what he did back in the summertime, the 12-day war. Remember that the president, he had a spokesperson, and she's still there today. The press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, told the media in her briefing on a Thursday, just 2 days before President Trump attacked Iran, on a Thursday, Carolyn Leavitt, now Carolyn Leavitt is the media personality who speaks for President Trump, and she said that President Trump wasn't sure whether or not he was going to launch an attack. Remember, this is back in the summertime, that he was thinking about it, and he might take another 2 weeks to make a decision. And then after she said that on a Thursday, then on a Saturday, the president attacked. Now, he knew he was going to attack. He knew what he was doing. He didn't reveal all the cards. You could call this a misdirection play. You see this a lot in football. You think they're going to run the football to the left, and they really instead run it to the right. It's a misdirection play. He's very good at this. So the president is maneuvering through this. I think he's very serious. I think you could see a strike against Iran in the next few days or weeks. Now, Iranian officials have repeatedly said that if the United States attacks Iran, particularly if it aims to assassinate the country's leadership, that Iran will respond with unprecedented counterstrikes against U.S. military facilities, oil infrastructure in the region, and even attack Israel. And no doubt they would attempt to do that. Just how successful would they be? Now remember that God removes leaders. One of the most important passages in the Bible is found in the book of Daniel chapter 4, Daniel chapter 4 and verse 17, where we're told that the Most High, speaking of God, He rules in the kingdom of men and gives a position of leadership or kingship to whomsoever He will. He sets over the nations, at times, the basest of men. Also, in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21, very similar, where God determines the time of a leader's rising up and when He removes a leader. Now, just because God puts a leader in place doesn't mean He agrees with that leader's decisions, but there's so many things going on in the spirit realm, and we don't see that spirit realm. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10 tells us that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So we take a look at prophecy to better understand the plan of God, what is going to happen in the future. Now, even the gospel itself is the good news of the kingdom of God. It's very important to understand God's sovereignty. Now, once again, I need to mention that in Daniel chapter 10, we see behind the curtain of world events, we see that there is raging spirit wars that are taking place. And I certainly believe, as Daniel chapter 10 speaks about a wicked, evil spirit, a very powerful demon who is called in the prophecy in Daniel chapter 10, the Prince of Persia. Persia meaning Iran. Most Iranians actually prefer to be called Persians. That this Prince of Persia, this demonic being, he still exists today. Personal opinion, I believe he's stirring up what's taking place in Iran today. Now, the leadership structure, the Ayatollah Khamenei and the IRGC, that's almost like a private army of the Ayatollah. Well, they've been brutal. And reports now coming out, very good sources, it's estimated that at least 30,000 civilians have been killed. I believe from other reports, you're probably getting close to 50,000 or more have been killed by the regime over the past 3 weeks. Now, President Trump has said, stop killing civilians. And he has effectively said to the Iranian people around the world, we have many Iranian people here in the United States. Many of them live in California. But he has said to the people, look, we will not allow this to continue indefinitely. But they continue to kill people. And again, I'm talking about the Iranian leadership continues to kill people. This is a very, very important part of the world. It's the Middle East. And if Iran goes to war against the United States, they will certainly go to war against Israel. Israel is preparing for this war. And we know that Israeli Mossad operatives are in Iran feeding information. We know that several buildings over the past few days have, quote-unquote, mysteriously have been blown up. Very good possibility that Mossad has been involved in this. You need to attend our prophecy study. It's coming to Stockton, California this Saturday. That's right, this Saturday, February the 7th. Very important prophecy study. It's free. Just show up. You don't need to register. Just show up. Taking place in Stockton at 1 p.m. at the Hilton Hotel. The Hilton Hotel, Stockton, California, this Saturday at 1 p.m. We're going to be talking about this future war. We're right on the doorstep of this war, the war between America and Iran. Israel will be involved. We'll also update you regarding Ukraine and Russia. We'll talk about prophecy, how it impacts and will impact the United States and Europe. We'll also be talking about AI, artificial intelligence, AI, artificial intelligence, and that impacts all of us. Make sure to attend. A prophecy Bible study, it's free, held at the Hilton Hotel in Stockton, California, this Saturday, February the 7th at 1 p.m. Just show up. We have refreshments. You can bring friends. You don't need to register. We have many free handouts for you. We move very quickly, and the study lasts for about an hour and 45 minutes. So much to cover. Much is happening on the world stage. You can phone us toll free. We can send you more details. We'll also send you our prophecy report, the Middle Eastern prophecy focused on Iran and Israel. You can reach us toll free at 1-877-449-6753. That's a toll-free call. You can reach us at 1-877-449-6753. We'll send you our latest prophecy report. And make sure to attend this prophecy study this Saturday at the Hilton Hotel in Stockton, California at 1 p.m. And now back to the incredible dynamic story taking place in the Middle East right now. Now, remember, when we're talking about Iran, we're talking about the Middle East, you have to also understand that in this region of the world, you have one of the world's key global choke points. It's a maritime choke point. It's called the Strait of Hormuz. It's important because it handles over 20% of the global seaborne oil trade, and also a significant amount of liquefied natural gas is transported here from producers like Saudi Arabia, Iraq, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Iran. So if there's a war, we're going to see the shipping will be impacted. That means higher oil prices, at least for a few days or possibly for a few weeks. Now, this region of the world impacts everybody, even China, because nearly 50% of petroleum products that go to China, remember, China's very much dependent upon Middle East oil, about 50% of the oil they get passes through this Strait of Hormuz. Remember, the Strait of Hormuz connects the Persian Gulf to the Arabian Sea. We'll also be talking about the Strait of Hormuz at this prophecy study this Saturday. Phone us at that toll-free number and request our latest maps on sea gates. Just request sea gates. And make sure to attend the prophecy study in Stockton, California this Saturday at the Hilton Hotel at 1 p.m. It's free. You're welcome to bring guests.
Phone us toll-free to 1-877-449-6753. That number again, 1-877-449-6753.